91X News.
It's -1 degrees and sunny at 3 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm S.C. Shepard. The Hastings Prince Edward Lung Association is looking for volunteers to collect orders for their annual tulip fundraiser. Instead of just asking for tulip orders, the association is making use of public volunteers that they're calling workplace champions. These volunteers collect tulip orders from their colleagues and peers, and in return, all workplace champions are entered to win prizes at the end of the fundraiser. Lola McMurder is a special events coordinator at the Lung Association, and she believes everyone has a reason to participate in the fundraiser.
It's for a good cause. It supports the Lung Association, and everybody has to breathe. You know, breathing is important. You can't live very long without breathing, so it's just a good way to support the Lung Association and get something in return.
McMurder says the association is planning on reaching this year's goal of $10,988.
Belleville in Trenton, Picton, does exceptionally well. We had last year raised just over $11,000 in tulips, so I actually ended up going to Kingston and borrowing some of their tulips, or taking some of their tulips, because I had run out.
This is the 19th year the province-wide fundraiser has ran, and orders can be placed until the end of February. The Canadian Cancer Society wants you to try to be dry. Dry Feb is a Cancer Society's newest fundraiser, and it asks participants to ditch booze for the month. People who are participating will raise money by creating a profile page and receive donations online. Susan Flynn is the Society's Senior Manager of Cancer Prevention for Ontario, and she is also participating for the cause. She says she has two main reasons behind getting involved.
And this event really, you know, struck me. It's an opportunity for me to improve my health by going booze-free for the month of February, and it's an opportunity for me to raise awareness and funds to support this wonderful organization.
Flynn also stated how important it is for Canadians to become aware of the risk of drinking alcohol.
We recently conducted a survey that demonstrated that only 28% of those realize that alcohol in beer, wine, and spirits causes cancer.
There's still time to sign up, and those interested are asked to check out their website at dryfeb.ca. Scientists pursuing the biological roots of schizophrenia has zeroed in on a potential factor, a normal brain process that gets kicked into overdrive. The finding could someday lead the way to treat the disease or even prevent it. The result links schizophrenia risk to a problem with the trimming back of connections between brain cells. The new work suggests that if the pruning goes too far, a person's risk of schizophrenia may go up. The work was reported in a paper released today by the journal Nature. And finally, it took security camera footage to outfox a burglar stealing newspapers from outside Stratford Elementary School in Charlottetown, PEI. The five newspapers delivered to the school each day started disappearing after the Christmas break, but the driver insisted that he was dropping them off as scheduled. But it turned out a fox was pilfering the papers, all captured on video that the school principal posted on his Facebook page. That's QNET News on 91X 2302. In sports, Canada's Milos Raonic is thought through to the semifinals at the Australian Open for the first time in his career. Raonic advanced with a four-set win over energetic Frenchman Gilles Monfils. Next up for Raonic is British star Andy Murray. And tonight marks the last night of NHL action before the All-Star break. The slumping Toronto Maple Leafs, who have one win in nine games, visit the Tampa Bay Lightning. And in Calgary, the Flames look to enter the break with a win over the visiting Nashville Predators. And John Chick is now a Ticat. The veteran defense end agreed to terms on a two-year contract with the Hamilton-based CFL club. Chick spent six seasons with the Saskatchewan Roughriders before being released earlier this month. The Los Angeles Clippers are in NBA action tonight as they visit the Atlanta Hawks. The Clippers will be without star Blake Griffin, who is out for 4 to 6 weeks after fracturing a finger when he threw a punch at equipment manager Matias Testi in Toronto on Saturday. Also tonight, league-leading Golden State is hosting Dallas. And Cleveland Cavaliers superstar LeBron James says criticism that he undermines coaches is unfair. James says he's bothered by talk that he had a hand in last week's firing of coach David Blatt. Blatt was dismissed despite leading Cleveland to the NBA Finals last season and to the top of the Eastern Conference standing this season. Send us your team or league scores, email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today, a mix of sun and cloud, the high of 0. And on Thursday, flurries of about 2 centimeters of snow, with a high of plus 2. On Friday, cloudy with 40% chance of flurries and a high of minus 2. And on the weekend, Saturday, cloudy with 60% chance of flurries, a high of plus 2. And wrapping off on Sunday, cloudy with 30% chance of rain showers or flurries, a high of 6. At 3:04, it's minus 1 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm S.E. Shepherd. News on 91X next at 4 o'clock.